Houston Apollo 11, you're going to take control of the Omni now and switch us between B and D.
This is Houston Standby 1. Houston.
Go ahead.
Mike, how about selecting Bravo at this time, and I'll give you a comm configuration here shortly.
Okay.
Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, for the comm situation, have S-band antenna Omni A and Bravo, S-band antenna Omni to Omni, high gain track to manual, and the pitch is minus 50 and yaw is 270.
Some of that
there, James. We got a
Lem guy taking care of the high gain right now.
Yeah, and he's eyeballing the air.
He's got his head out the window.
I understand. I had trouble on 12 with him, too.
Say again what you'd like.
Okay, the S-band antenna Omni A switch to Bravo, which you have now, and S-band antenna Omni to the Omni position. And the high gain track to the manual position.
Manual.
And the pitch and yaw angles are minus 50 for pitch and yaw is 270.
Minus 50 270. That's
Jim Lovell, the commander of the backup Apollo 11 crew, communicating with Apollo 11 at the present time. He also commanded the Gemini 12 flight, in which Buzz Aldrin was his pilot.
Brownish green that we have in the islands of the peninsula of Spain, over.
Roger, I understand that the northern African Mediterranean area is fairly clear today, huh?
Right. Yeah, we see a bunch of roads with cars driving up and down.
Do you find that the monocular is any good to you, Buzz?
Yeah, it'd be nice if it had another order of magnitude power on it. It has a tendency to jiggle around a little bit, and you might want to have some sort of a bracket. I hate to use that word, though. Got an anti-cyclone going in the southern hemisphere, southeast of Brazil, and some, well, the diameter of it must be over 2,000 miles across.
How does the weather look up in the southern part of the western hemisphere, or up in the United States area?
Well, y'all are just beginning to come over the limb now. I can see parts of Central America, and it looks to be fairly fairly clear there. The islands in the Caribbean are beginning to come in, and well, there are a few streaming lines of clouds. Looks like there's a system up to the, off of Greenland that has some large cloud streamers extending back down to the southwest. The east coast of the U.S. is just coming into view now, and it doesn't look too bad as I can see it right now. We may have some pretty good shots later on this afternoon, over.
Roger, thank you.
That was Buzz Aldrin giving the description of what he could see on the Earth. The backup lunar module pilot, Fred Hayes, is also in the control center at the present time.
Houston, Apollo 11.
Go ahead, 11.
I got a comment about the point on the Earth where the sun's rays reflect back up toward us. In general, the color of the oceans is mostly uniform, and it's real bright, dark, or blue, except for that a region that's about 1/8 of an Earth radius in diameter. In this circular area, the blue of the water turns a grayish color. And I'm sure that's where the sun's rays are being reflected back on up toward us. Noah?
Roger, Buzz. We noticed the same thing. It's very similar to looking at a light shining on a something like a billiard ball or a bowling ball. You get this bright spot, and the blue of the water then turns into sort of a grayish color.
Is there a Navy term for that?
A lot of gray paint.